This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Rita Diller. She's the National Director of Stop Planned Parenthood, an initiative of the American Life League. The organization is out today with numbers from the Alan Guttmacher Institute, hardly a staunch pro-life organization, which the American Life League suggests shows that abstinence-only education actually does in fact reduce teen sex and teen pregnancy. And Rita, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. So pleased to be here.
Well, what do the numbers show, and why do you think they're an obvious indication that abstinence-based sex ed is far better than what the other side calls comprehensive-based sex ed?
Well, first of all, Greg, it is so important to note, as you pointed out briefly, the source of this information and the timing as well. The source is the Guttmacher Institute, which is actually Planned Parenthood's own research arm. And it's being released just when Congress is debating how much money to give to Planned Parenthood's failed sex education programs. So I don't believe that's coincidental. Once again, Planned Parenthood, in effect, saying that abstinence education doesn't work. And we have finally the numbers to prove it, they say. But the numbers really tell quite a different story if you look at them in the context of the timeline in which they occurred. So as we look back, we see that prior to 1990, teen pregnancy rates were absolutely soaring. And at that time, Planned Parenthood sex education programs were dominating public and even private school sex education courses. Well, what happened in the early 1990s? It became popular to teach the abstinence message to teens and preteens. And guess what? Teen pregnancy rates predictably began to fall. By 1995, the federal government was actually funding an abstinence-only message. And predictably, again, pregnancy rates continued to fall. But, sadly, by 2000, Planned Parenthood began lobbying the various states to refuse abstinence money and to reduce the number of abstinence programs. And they told them that abstinence was not working, when in fact the numbers told a totally different story. So, once again, predictably, in 2006, the teen pregnancy rate increased for the first time in 16 years.
How much of a change are we talking about when you go through the timeline there from the late 80s, early 90s to the mid-90s, when abstinence was definitely one of the leading methods for teaching sex ed, to the point where, again, it reversed back to more of a Planned Parenthood approach?
Right. Well, if we look at the figure in 1990, the pregnancy rate was 116.9. That's number of events per 1,000 women ages 15 to 19. So we go from 116.9 all the way down to 69.5 in 2005. It's a tremendous decrease.
And when you talk about incidences per women, is that sexual activity? Is that pregnancy? How does that define?
This is actually teen pregnancy rate that we're looking at here. The number of teen pregnancies per 1,000 women. So in 2005, had dropped all the way down to 69.5 as compared to 116.9 in 1990. A huge drop. We saw just a very slight rise in 2006 up to 71.5, but undoubtedly the result of Planned Parenthood's work at eradicating as much abstinence education as it possibly could.
Rita, you mentioned before that the release of this study is timed to influence congressional authorization of money for Planned Parenthood. And there's this whole huge debate, of course, related to the health care debate about taxpayer dollars being used to fund abortion. But obviously, if taxpayer dollars are being used to fund Planned Parenthood, that essentially the same thing is happening. How much taxpayer dollars are headed to Planned Parenthood year by year?
Last year alone, Planned Parenthood took in $350 million of taxpayer money that was in grants and government programs. The numbers are staggering.
Give the website for your organization.
It's www.stop, that's STOPP.org.
Rita Diller is the National Director of Stop Planned Parenthood. Again, that's STOPP.org, a project of the American Life League. Rita, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.